Close your eyes and imagine a room.
There's a secret door.
A staircase that descends into darkness.
A room filled with terrible wonders.
It is a library of mysteries, a catalog of terrors. Join us bi-weekly down the hidden staircase for stories and cases you probably haven't heard of. You can find the hidden staircase on iTunes, Spotify, or any podcatcher. Don't forget to lock your doors and hold tight to your flashlight.
Warning! We're doing a double episode tonight, which means we're semi-lit.
Which this probably means it's a funnier one this time.
This episode will contain adult language. We promise not to include bestiality in this one. Adult situations and
adult
childish
beverages.
Humor. Listener discretion is advised. Listen at your own risk.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, October the 9th, 2018.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a peeping Tom gets caught in a Florida high school.
A pooping bartender throws a beer at a customer.
A Florida woman gets knocked up by her husband's 15-year-old relative.
Oh, good Lord.
And a Florida man goes all Lorena Bobbitt on his ex's new boyfriend.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Why do we gotta do Lorena Bobbitt stories? Okay, we're doing a double tonight, folks. We got behind, which means we've been drinking for a solid 2 hours now. I make no predictions about where this is going to go, so
good luck. Yeah, I make a prediction that you're going to have trouble pronouncing some people's names in this one.
Shut the fuck up.
Of course, that's not a very
so between the
difficult
last
prediction to
know,
come true.
I know. Way to go. Way to go, Nostradamus, on that one. All right, so how many we got between the last episode and this episode? Did we get any new Patreon sponsors?
Nothing new in the last 15 minutes. No,
no, nothing new. Shit. Okay. So how much does a Patreon sponsor? How much does that cost?
It can be as little as $1 a month.
Okay. And what does our one Patreon sponsor donate to us?
$2 a month.
Which means I should be seeing $1.
Yes.
Where's my dollar?
You want it right now?
No, I just want to know where it's at.
It's in the Patreon account. I haven't done a payout yet.
How much is in the Patreon account right now?
We got about $10 in there right now.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How?
We also have a listener who prefers to remain anonymous.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How long has this been in the account that you hadn't shared with me?
A month and a half.
So a month and a half, we've had $10, and now you didn't share this information or feel as though that my cut of this was warranted to be discussed with the co-host?
Well, when we do a business meeting, I'll let you know.
Oh, so, okay, so on a need-to-know basis right now?
You can sign into it. You got the password.
I do. All righty. Here we go. And for those still curious about the weather in Florida, it's still... it's still fucking hot. Florida man hides a camera in the high school changing. No.
Yep.
Why? Why?
We have to report on these things.
Do we?
Yeah.
Are we obligated to report?
We are obligated to report on any goings on by America's most prolific criminal. As Florida. We are the premier Florida man.
Are we?
We are.
Are we?
Yeah. We got the name.
Did we buy the rights to that name?
I think we earned the rights to that name.
All right. As we start off every episode, a Florida man was arrested after allegedly recording a student undressing on school property. Oh, lovely. He's 49 years old. What? Mark Ackett, 49 years young, who was a family consumer science teacher.
So he's a home ec teacher.
I guess. Whatever. Family consumer science.
Yeah, that's...
The hell is that?
Well, if you're a family consumer, you're shopping for your family.
This is home ec. A family consumer science teacher within the fashion design program. No, he was at the fashion design program at Bloomingdale High School in Hillsborough County.
So he's teaching girls.
Oh, Lord, is charged with video voyeurism after intentionally placing cameras in his classroom to record students while they were changing.
Why are children changing?
Why are they changing in home ec?
Yeah, or fashion design. Do they do a fashion show and he put the camera in there? So
could have, I guess.
Man,
this is fucked up. According to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, a student noticed the cameras in a designated changing room with Ackett's fashion design classroom as she was trying on clothing. The dumbass couldn't even hide it right.
Well, this serves him right to get caught.
After immediately getting dressed, she reported them to the school administration.
Good for you, kid.
The school administration began an internal investigation and alerted the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, who began a criminal investigation.
Damn right. Way to go, girl.
Wherever, during their investigation, Ackett admitted he intentionally placed the cameras in the changing room of his classroom to record students while they were changing.
Dude, are you... This guy is just straight up dumbass. He deserves to get caught.
All right, I'm going to quote... I'm going to a song lyric here.
Okay.
Yep. From one of my childhood heroes, Mr. Charlie Daniels, from Simple Man. This pertains very well to this story. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse, and I've got a way to put an end to all that mess. Just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees, and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest.
Can I provide a counterpoint musical lyric from somebody from my childhood?
Sure.
This is from that poet, Mr. Kip Winger.
He had good hair.
Yeah.
He had great hair.
Well, listen to these lyrics. Prepare to be amazed. She's only 17. Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
That has nothing to do with this story. This is about retribution of... This is... No.
I'm just saying Kip Winger was a freak. He needed to get his ass kicked, too.
All right. I still say tie his ass to the stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest.
Man,
that's just freaking sick. Ackett was arrested and charged with one count of video voyeurism. According to the Hillsborough County School District, Ackett worked at the school since 2017. Oh, and ironically was also the girls' track team coach.
Well, at least the ones that he went after could run faster. Yep. Than him.
They said he has resigned and is no longer an employee. Yeah, his ass ought to be in jail.
Goddamn right.
Hillsborough County Public School Professional Standards was notified and is also investigating. The criminal investigation is active and ongoing.
Yeah, they need to throw the book at this guy.
That ain't nothing. Freaking real.
I can't. Why? Why?
I mean, Pornhub's right there.
Why, yeah, do you, seriously.
I mean, why do you need your own? Why?
There's no reason for this. You can find anything you want online.
You can?
We've
gone. Do you go on the dark web?
I don't have to. There's the amputee section. We've covered this.
Oh, I don't want to know about the amputee, Joel.
Story number two. Florida woman throws beer mug at customer who complained about how long she spent in the bathroom. In the show notes for this, I always put the mug shots of our...
Is she hot?
Of our... She has a look on her face like, yeah, I did it. I'd do it again, too. She looks a little rough, but...
Rode hard and put up wet?
Not quite. She's feisty looking. I'll put that.
All right. What we got?
A bartender is accused of throwing a beer mug at a customer's head after he complained about her being in the bathroom for too long.
Well, wait, now they only have one bathroom? Why is he going into the women's restroom?
Well, maybe he was waiting for his beer and she wasn't there. She was the bartender.
Oh, good point.
You know, make me wait. I'm going to talk some shit about you, too. Nicole Swindle, age 28, was arrested after midnight Thursday at the Last Chance Bar in Holly Hill, Florida.
Now, where's Holly Hill?
That is a good question. That's the one that I didn't look up. Why don't you Google that while I'm reading the rest of this?
That means I got to clear out my Simple Man here.
Police said the victim had been waiting 30 minutes to get a beer because the bartender, Swindle, was in the bathroom. 30 minutes? Damn. That's like a whole lunch break. She took a shit break. When she came out, the victim told Swindle that if she wasn't a drug addict, she wouldn't take so long. Dude's got a point. If I got to wait a half an hour for a goddamn beer.
Oh, no. You know where this is?
Where is it?
Just north of Daytona.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Police said Swindle reacted by throwing the beer mug and hitting the victim in the head. The victim was left with a laceration. Yeah, feisty. Although, you know, if this is in the Daytona area, then
she was in the shitter for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
One bartender and she was in the shitter for 30 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, now look, I will take a sabbatical as, you know.
Yeah, you got to do your morning constitutional.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you know what here? I can't go 30 minutes. Do you know why? I can't sit there for 30 minutes. Do you know why?
Your legs fall asleep.
Legs fall asleep. Your feet go to sleep. Your legs fall to sleep. Then I got to get up, and then I got to walk around the house if I can walk at all.
I run out of lives on Candy Crush too fast. I can't.
My feet go to sleep. I got to walk around. Now I got to go on a walkabout to get my legs back to working, and it just screws up. No, I can't sit there 30 minutes.
No, she definitely has to have a doctor check that out because that's way too long. Swindle was charged with aggravated battery. Police said they found pills on her, so she faces a drug charge as well. She's all pilled up, constipated, probably oxys, because they make you constipated.
Do?
Yeah, any whatever.
Opioid.
Yes, thank you. Any opiate will
Where's bad find you when we need him to talk about
exactly.
The drugs?
Exactly. You know? Seriously. But yeah, take a look at her mugshot, because she's not showing remorse.
We may go have to check that place out when we go to Daytona this year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The Last Chance Bar in Holly Hill.
Got it.
We're on it.
All right, story number three. Florida woman arrested after she admitted to an affair with a teen relative on divorce court.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear God. These cannot get any sicker, I don't think. I don't want to say that because it just... anyway.
Don't challenge me.
I don't want to know. Jeez, you can make me read this. Florida woman who admitted to having an affair with her husband's relative on the television show Divorce Court was arrested Thursday after a 15-year-old boy told police he possibly fathered her newborn baby. Divorce Court. That's Jerry Springer. I mean, why is this on Divorce Court?
Well, obviously they're getting a divorce.
According to the Tampa Bay Times, her name is Shadow Nicole Landry, 26.
And again,
Welcome to the stage,
Shadow. Not this one.
No.
Oh, no.
Nasty.
She does not look 26. She looked like 26 was, she's maybe on her 15th anniversary of 26.
She is facing lewd and lascivious battery charges for having sex with the boy at three locations multiple times. Well, we established it was multiple times when they said three. Between February and August of 2017, Landry and her husband appeared on divorce court on September the 11th, where she admitted to having, quote, fidelity issues, unquote, with her husband of 2 years.
She got more than just fidelity issues if she's banging a 15-year-old boy. And that was last year, so if he's 15 now, he was only 14 then.
Her husband's a relative.
No, her husband's relative was...
So it's what is he, like a nephew or something?
It doesn't say. They have to, because he's a minor, they have to kind of keep the relationship vague because they don't want to identify the minor.
Shadow claimed she cheated on her 23-year-old husband, Joseph, throughout their marriage to escape from any sort of anger or pain she was feeling.
Aw.
She went on to accuse her husband of spending too much time at work and alienating her.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Quote, I've been known to do some outlandish things when I'm upset because I don't think clearly. But when him and I argue, which is poor, terrible English, I just sometimes lose it. And I really don't really realize what I'm doing until after it's done, Shadow said, explaining her compulsive cheating.
I just want to congratulate you on that dramatic read. That's better than my Hamlet two weeks ago.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ironically, divorce court judge Lynn Toller mentioned in passing that Joseph was just a baby when they got together. Well, he wasn't just a baby. He was 15, 14.
No, the husband.
Oh.
She's 3 years older than him.
Oh. It came to light during the show that Joseph had been with Shadow since he was 14 years old and she was 17.
She's got a thing for those 14-year-olds. Well,
now, hang on.
Yeah.
The math ain't working here. So he's 14.
And she's 17.
She's 3 years older.
Yeah.
Right.
Now he's 23 and she's 26. So they've been together 9 years.
Oh. I thought he was 15.
No. The relative that she was banging is now 15.
Oh, this is the husband.
Right, the husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so they've been together since she was 14?
Since he was 14 and she was 17. I mean, When you're a 14-year-old boy, 17-year-old girl comes on to you.
It's complicated. We need a flow chart.
Shadow.
We need a flow chart. The couple appeared on the show to clear up a paternity issue concerning Shadow's 6-month-old baby. The husband claimed he woke up to find his wife wasn't home, leading him to a beach where she reportedly had an affair with another woman.
Oh, so this is somebody totally different.
Wow.
She is all over the place.
Well, I'm guessing the other woman didn't knock her up, but
that's some good science.
Joseph claimed he found Shadow there in a car with one of his family members. Weeks later, Shadow found out she was pregnant. I'm telling you, we need a fucking flow chart.
She just like
I am so confused because it says here that she was with a woman.
Wow.
Okay.
She's all over the place.
It was during the television appearance when Joseph learned he wasn't the father of their youngest child. Pasco County Police said Shadow denied that the teen fathered her child and has refused to take a DNA test.
Well, of course she's going to deny it to the cops.
The mother of three is currently jailed on a $30,000 bond.
Damn.
Yeah, she ain't going to find any women to have an affair with there in prison, is she?
Damn.
Whew. How the hell do you get that complicated? And Joseph, you've been with her since he was 14, and you just figured all this shit out?
Yeah, you need to take the two oldest kids and just go. Just
run!
Seriously. California's nice this time of year.
Damn, that's complicated. We don't need to be doing stories like this on doubles.
No.
Unless you got a damn whiteboard. Bring a whiteboard if you're going to do stories like this, where I'm going to have to figure all this shit out.
All right.
Can we get a whiteboard in the budget?
Yeah, we got $12 in the hopper now.
You said we had 10. Now we have 12?
Well,
how much are you hiding from me, Joel?
It's almost the first of the month, so I was adding in the $2 from Heather from October. Thank you, Heather, to contributing for a whiteboard for us. Now it's time for Florida Man or Tourist.
All right, Joel, guess what?
What's that? You got one?
I do not. No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought about it, but, you know, I didn't have much time between last episode and this episode.
You didn't?
No. No, it was about, it was about 10 minutes. So, yeah, right. I got nothing.
All right. So
I'm going to do another one soon, though.
Okay. I'll hold you to that.
All right.
All right. Each week, I give a list of 5 famous or infamous people, and Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man or a tourist, meaning he is from the Sunshine State or has not lived here for at least a year or for more than a year.
You know how it goes.
Yep. You've been listening for 21 episodes here now. So, yeah. So, if Phil gets 3 right, he wins. If I get 3 right or more, I win.
What's the theme this week?
This is another headlines edition because these are really easy to whip up. Headline number 1, obviously high man used 911 to find his homeboy.
I'm going tourist on that.
Number 2, acid thrown at man sitting in his car by masked men.
I'm going tourist on that one. That's a European thing. We hadn't heard about that here yet.
Number 3, baby born to transgender man could become first child to have no legal mother in landmark case.
I don't know.
So transgender man means it was a woman.
I know what it means. I know what it means, Joel. Damn. All right, I'm going Florida on that one.
Number 4, high school assistant principal bans athletic shorts and tells boys to, quote, blame the girls.
I need to phone a friend on that one.
To phone a friend?
Yeah.
Oh.
But we don't have that capability, so I guess I'll just guess. I'm going with tourist.
And number 5, man gets 20 years for stealing $600 worth of cigarettes.
20 years?
20 years.
That's not here. No, that's tourist.
Okay. And number 1, obviously high man used 911 to find his homeboy. You said tourist, and that took place in Fruitland Park, Florida, which is between Ocala and Orlando.
Of course it is.
Yeah, he went to the police station, asked to use their phone, called 911 to report a fire on his friend's street, and then walked to this friend's street and waited for his friend to come out to see the fire trucks because his buddy was not answering his phone.
How in the hell? What was he high on?
It doesn't say.
That's some strong shit, whatever he's on.
Yep. Number 2,
I missed that one, right?
You missed that one, yeah. Number two, acid thrown at man sitting in his car by masked men. You said that was a tourist. You said it was some European shit. And that took place in Boxwich, England. So not only did you get the tourist correct.
I get bonus points for that shit. Yeah.
All right. Number three.
All right, I'm sorry, Joel.
Yeah, you should not be one to.
I'm not. You the one that made me do the double.
All right. Baby born to transgender man could become first child to have no legal mother in landmark case. You said that was a Florida man, and this one also took place in England.
Yeah, I knew. I wasn't sure about that one.
So you are
one and two.
One for three. So yeah, you got one right, two wrong so far. Number four.
Well, I can't be one for three.
Yeah, one for three. One out of three.
Oh, one out of three. Okay, yeah. Got it. Okay, there's still a chance.
You're
saying I still have a chance.
You still have a chance.
All right.
High school assistant principal bans athletic shorts, tells boys to, quote, blame the girls. You said this was a tourist, and this took place in Soddy Daisy, Tennessee.
Yes!
So, you are two and two. Going into the final one. Man gets 20 years for stealing $600 worth of cigarettes. You said this one was a tourist, and this one was almost a tourist. It was in Pensacola, right? You know, right on the edge of the panhandle.
No, really?
Yep, Escambia County.
No.
And he got 200. I'm sorry, he got 20 years for stealing $600 worth of cigarettes because he was a habitual felony offender. This was just the last straw that they put him away for.
That's technically Lower Alabama.
It was technically almost Mississippi.
All right, fine. 2 weeks in a row I lost.
Yep.
I'm coming up with my own damn game. I got to find a game I can win.
So our final story today.
Story number four. That's Quattro
for our Spanish-speaking listeners.
Friends.
Yes. Florida man cut off genitals from a romantic rival.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the Lorena Bobbitt-ish story.
I'm glad you're reading this one.
A Florida man has been accused of attempted murder in Cook County, Illinois, after the authorities there said he had cut off the genitals of another man and hit him so badly that he suffered brain damage.
Well, this is in Cook. This is Illinois. This is in Florida.
Yeah, but it's a Florida man. So the 26-year-old victim, who was dating the suspect's former girlfriend, was left in a pool of his own blood, but survived the attack that took place in Des Plaines, Illinois, officials said. Justin Foster, age 28, of Tallahassee, was ordered without bail Friday in the March attack.
So he was originally from Tallahassee, living in Illinois.
No. He drove up or flew from Florida to Chicago. So, yeah, according to prosecutors, Foster flew from Florida to Chicago on March 13th, hired a car, and drove to Des Plaines, apparently to confront his romantic rival. When Foster saw the victim, he walked up to him and started repeatedly hitting him in the head with a car tag until he lost consciousness, the authorities said.
So, hang on. All right, so you leave Florida, fly all the way to Illinois.
You buy a plane ticket.
Go to Chicago. And the only thing you can come up with to go assault somebody with is a car tag?
Well, you can't take a gun or anything on the plane.
Well, you could have found some on the road there. But I guess, what do you do? Just walk over, hang on, I need something to hit him with, and like, car tag.
Hey, you got to use what's at hand.
Yeah, don't take the tire iron, don't take the jack or nothing like that. Let's get the tag off.
Obviously, it was a rental car.
And whoop his ass with a tag.
Yep. Well, maybe he took the tag off because he didn't want to, be followed. He was thinking ahead, and then he just got so worked up when he saw this dude that he just.
So he walked up to him, kicked his ass until he lost consciousness, and then cut his pecker off.
You got it.
Well, he cut off the genitals, so he cut off his nuts.
Yeah, probably all of it.
Wow.
I'm guessing she broke up with the new boyfriend.
Wow. He turned him into a newt. Wait, what do you call it when you... No, not newt. What do you... That's neuter. That's not...
I got better.
What is it when they call when you don't have any testicles? It's on Game of Thrones. When they have to do... What is it? I gotta look that shit up. I hope I'm not somebody's tracking my history.
If it's a horse, it's a gelding.
What are you called if you have no balls?
Eunuch.
A eunuch, yes.
And the first one came from the Urban Dictionary. Thank you. Mad Google skills right here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Better on your search history than
and
mine.
Yours. Yep. That'll come up. That'll haunt me one day. Good thing I ain't running for Supreme Court. And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
If you have a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
Our Patreon subscribers get extras like discounts on our merchandise, VIP access at our live shows, and other cool stuff, too.
Oh, what would the other cool stuff be?
Our favorite listener Heather will probably be able to testify to now, we will send our Patreons a little postcard thanking them for in addition to the
shout-outs.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah, we've actually done it made the postcard, and I'm going to drop it in the mail today, so by the time this episode airs, she should have it.
Sweet.
Yeah. Our merchandise is on the website now too, so if you want to buy something, we've got t-shirts, we've got bumper stickers, and we've got those postcards.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. A dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
And a Florida Man goes all Lorena Bobbitt on her ex new. What? Wait, sorry. Facing lewd, lavicious, and lavicious battery charges.
Lascivious.
What did I say?
Lavicious.
That sounds a lot better. How do you say it?
Lascivious. Each one is a Florida man or a tourist, meaning he is from the Sunshine... Sunshine?
Sunshine State?
Number three.
Three?
Because, what? She laughing at us or TV?
I don't know.
What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at? We got to get that light.
Yeah.
We got to get that light. Oh, God. Here's another one for the blooper episodes.
Yep.
Got him. That's... If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended free episodes, I burped in the middle of it. I just completely lost my spot.
Free episodes. You got to pay for the episodes that we don't burp in.
I know. God dang it. I just fucked that one up all the way around. Oh, fuck it. If you want to give us money, give us money.
All right. All right.
If you would like to support the show financially or... Shit.
PayPal.me/FloridaMan.
Gosh, I got it. I got it. Phil, I mean...
Jesus Christ. Views expressed on this program are...
I got a booger. Hang on. I got a booger.
I thought you said a boner.
I got a booger.
Like, why are you telling me this?
We okay, got, sorry. Go ahead.
We
no,
got
sorry.
Three lines left in this episode.
I know. I go. We can do this. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my ass hurts. I got to get better stools. Or I got to lose some weight, one or the other.
Why not both?